Welcome to Tim Bray's Ongoing Podcast, which is an audio version of a selection of the articles on my blog, also called Ongoing. I'm Tim Bray. You can find the blog at tbray.org. This is pretty well the same story you'd experience by reading it, but some people would rather listen. Here we go. This piece was published November 10th, 2020, and is entitled Facebook Market. In the last few days, my fear of Facebook has been ramping, and in my mind, the case for breaking it up got stronger. What happened was, I sold the old family minivan on Facebook Marketplace, and it's a juggernaut. We bought a reasonably well-equipped Honda Odyssey in 2007, a few months after our second child was born. Minivans, they really do the trick when you've got multiple kids. It's carried little league teams and birthday parties and construction materials and everything the family needs at the cabin for a week. It's taken the two-day drive over the mountains and across the prairies to Saskatchewan twice. It ain't sexy and it ain't sleek, but if you're going to spend a lot of hours schlepping stuff and kids around, there are way worse places than the big, high, comfy driver's seat. Anyhow, we don't need it anymore. Our kids are 21 and 14, so we decided to sell it. Since it had been driving kids around, it was plenty grungy inside, so I got it detailed inside and out. When I picked it up from Ahmed, the car detail dude, I said, "This puppy's going on Craigslist this afternoon." Ahmed said, "No, man, put it on Facebook Marketplace. It's 10 times better. Anybody in the business will tell you the same thing. Hussein over there just sold a bunch of snow tires the same afternoon." The experience. So I did. Thanks, Ahmed. The listing experience is excellent. It got me to give it the VIN, vehicle identification number, and from that it filled in the model, make, year, and so on. It knew what region the listing should focus on. Upload a couple of pictures and write a blurb and you're done. It wondered if I wanted to promote the listing, starting at $4, but I bypassed that. And here I've got a little screenshot from the Facebook Marketplace showing the stuff that's for sale near me, including a Massey Ferguson tractor, detailing services, some really cheap cars, some mattresses, and so on. Maybe worth noting, I don't use Facebook except for a couple of affinity groups, but I do hit it a couple of times a week, and I have one or two occasional contacts that want to chat with Messenger. So my Facebook account is kind of up to date, in case that's relevant. I listed it Thursday afternoon. Facebook says nearly 1,000 people looked at the ad, and 30 or so reached out to me. The outreach comes through Facebook Messenger, with the person's face replaced by one of my van pictures. I made dates with 7 people to look at it, 5 showed up, the 5th bought it, and we did the papers on Monday evening. Papers and money Monday evening. Running everything through Messenger was clever, although I found it a bit overwhelming on my phone. Really needed to use a big screen browser to stay on top of the traffic. Here's an interesting sidelight. When I eventually marked the deal closed, which you can do right there in the chat, all those people vanished from my chat history. I learned a few things. First of all, I carefully researched prices by looking at comparables, set a reasonable price, and stuck to it. Probably could have sold faster if I'd put it like 15% higher and been willing to come down. People really want a bargain. Basically, all the people who showed up to look were pleasant. There was this one pair of dudes who were grumpy, but they made the best offer until the 5th party took it. Another guy was fresh off the boat from Taiwan, almost no English, but he didn't let that bother him. He had a translator app on his phone, and we got along. On the test drive, he scared the crap out of me, driving like a madman. Why worry? Well, I mentioned to a couple of other folks that I'd never sold anything on Facebook before, and wow, it seemed to work pretty well. They smiled at me understandingly. Old guy, they were thinking, not internet savvy, and agreed, wondering why anyone would use anything else. At which point, my internal alarm bell started ringing. The internet does not need the giant Facebook amoeba expanding into the online retail. I already believed passionately that we need drastic action as soon as possible to smash up the Google-Facebook ad duopoly and bring life back to advertising-supported publishing as a category. Monopolies start small. And then when you notice them, it's usually too late. I don't think it's too late in this case. That's all, folks.